Have you ever been told that your insurance is dependent upon wearing your field uniform? Which is a myth, by the way. Well, get ready because you're about to find out what types of insurance coverage are available and where to find more information on coverage for scouts, scouters, and chartered organizations involved in official scouting activities. Let's talk comprehensive general liability insurance. This type of policy responds to claims from third parties that they suffered personal injury or property damage due to negligent action. Coverage is limited to official scouting activities. Local councils and chartered organizations are provided with primary coverage. Registered volunteers are covered too, which is a great reason to register. Scouting youth are not insured under this policy. There's also accident and sickness insurance, which provides medical coverage on an excess basis for injuries or fatalities that arise out of an official scouting activity. For example, if a youth falls during a hike and breaks a wrist, the parent's health coverage may pay for the ER visit with a $500 deductible. This insurance can reimburse the $500. Next up, automobile liability insurance. Coverage is provided above the vehicle's owner's insurance plus any automobile liability insurance provided by a local council. Vehicles must be covered to the minimum amount required by the state for auto liability. Vehicles carrying 10 or more passengers should have at least $1 million in coverage. However, the use of 15-passenger vans manufactured before 2005 are no longer allowed in connection with scouting programs and activities. Finally, there's coverage for non-owned boats. This is general liability insurance only coverage on an excess basis after other applicable insurance is exhausted and is available for boat owners above their liability coverage limits. You can find more tips and resources on this topic and other safety moments on the Scouting Safely website.